Shalom, brethren. Today is Sunday, the 6th of November, 2022. And on the Hebrew calendar, it's Cheshvan 12. Hallelujah. Cheshvan 12. Now, yesterday, the 5th of November, was Guy Fawkes Day or Guy Fawkes Night, the day on which fireworks are lit in celebration of the miracle that happened many years ago when some enemies of England tried to bomb the parliament in London, the parliamentary building in London, but the bomb did not go off as they desired. So fireworks are lit every year around this time of year. And that reminds me to share why I was saying that in this month, the subject of death is highly emphasized throughout. Notice that All Saints Day, also known as Halloween or Halloween, is observed for at least 7 days every year, from the 31st to the Sunday of that very week. Now, I also want us to note that on the 5th of November, these fireworks are lit in honor of the fact that the parliamentary building was going to be bombed and lives could have been lost during that time. Then the other thing that we need to take note of is the 11th of November. Every year, they say the 11th of November is Memorial Day. It's the Western people that tend to commemorate this more than any other place. Because when I was growing up in Africa, I did not even know anything about November the 11th. So they tend to do something called poppy appeal. The moment the beginning of November comes, and poppies are sold throughout the UK, or donations are asked for. And I don't know where the money goes, but I think it's to help the military who fight wars on behalf of the nation. And the poppies are the flowers. It's a type of flower that is red and black. Red and black colors tend to be worn a lot this month in honor of World War One and World War Two, they say. And on the 11th of the 11th every year, the 11th of 11 every year, at 11 a.m., a moment of silence is observed for 2 minutes. Why 2 minutes? I don't know, but that's how it is done every year. And that is to remember the people who gave their lives to fight to defend their countries during World War One and World War Two. But in particular, in the UK, obviously, they are honoring the memory of those who fought for the UK. And even a special service is held, usually at the Royal Albert Hall in London, where the Queen, where the late Queen now, we used to attend every year. But obviously, going forward, it will be the King, King Charles III, that will attend. And after him will be King William. Now, that's just to tell you the theme this month of November. There's a lot of remembrances regarding World War One and World War Two, and the interesting part is that World War One and World War Two began around this time of year. It tends to begin in the winter season because it's easier to fight in the winter than it is in the summer. And this is one of the reasons we've had our eyes on this month throughout the year, because you know, we were concerned that what if a war breaks out around the world during this month. But we would like to trust, yeah, that it is not yet time. His plan is to try and save as many lives as possible. By that I mean to reach out to as many souls as possible with his salvation before allowing the nuclear war to occur, so that as many people as possible are able to make it to heaven for eternity when that war breaks out. The devil, you know, his own desire is for instability worldwide, and so his agents will always desire war You know, I was just meditating yesterday, and Yahweh made me understand that if Romans 14:17 makes us understand that the kingdom of Yah is all about righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost, then obviously the kingdom of Satan is, you know, for the opposite. The kingdom of Satan is all about unrighteousness, instability, and sorrow. Hallelujah. That is what the kingdom of darkness is about. They have nothing to offer except unrighteousness, instability, and sorrow. They also offer death, because at the end of it all, the desired agenda is death, or desired aim is death, as revealed in John chapter 10. The thief cometh to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Now, so this is the month in which a lot of things to do with death are commemorated. And it's quite interesting that it's towards the end of the year. And it's kind of linked to what happens on 9/11 every year. You can see that once again, you see the date 11 there making its appearance. So let's continue to pray. A lot of satanic movies have been released this season. We have already shared about them. For example, The Devil's Hour. The Devil's Hour, they're basically trying to let us know something that many people have discovered supernaturally over the years, that it is useful to pray between the hour of 3 and 4, because most spiritual attacks tend to be highly emphasized during that time. That is when whatever the devil wants to do on someone's life on each day or the following day is mostly emphasized, and any satanic rituals that are meant to make that to come into manifestation are done during that time, especially at 3:33 a.m. every day. And it's been proven even on camera for those who have had a chance to, you know, have cameras outside their gates or outside their own, you know, looking into their compounds, and the CCTV cameras looking into their compounds, and they've actually gone through them to see what happens. Now, so let's continue to pray against the agenda of untimely death and also confusion. Let us pray against the spirit of madness that is being used to afflict many people. The spirit of depression. This is a time when a lot of depression is projected into mankind. Remember that Halloween is judgment day for the devil. Now, while Yahweh is decreeing judgment for as punishment of sin, the devil is decreeing a satanic form of judgment, which is basically he is decreeing evil things into people's lives. Just as Yahweh makes decisions on Rosh Hashanah about what's going to happen to people each year, what trials and temptations they will experience, which houses they'll live in, which how much wealth they will have, and things like that. In the following year, the devil is also decreeing his own, you know, which of course is usually the opposite of Yahweh's own. And if we don't pray very well, the devil's own can come to pass in our lives. This is why we have to remain extremely vigilant and prayerful. And for those who have elections next year, pray very well, because this is the time when the devil is installing his own satanic agent to become president or prime minister of the land in which you reside. So Halloween, it was revealed to me on Halloween, that Halloween this year, sorry, 22, it was revealed to me prophetically that it is Hasatan's judgment day. It is the day on which he decrees his own judgment upon mankind. You know, remember, he is the god of this world. He is the prince of this world. So he is permitted to a certain degree to do certain things, to pretend to be God and do things, you know, to be or sort of like appear or come across as powerful. But in actual fact, he is powerless, and we overcome him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Hallelujah. In Yahushua HaMashiach's name. So let us remember that Halloween is HaSatan's judgment day. Now, other movies that have been released this year, the Pray for the Devil. My goodness me. That movie, the title is enough to scare you. Pray for the Devil, as in P-R-E-Y. They're looking for people. You know, Pray for the Devil is people. Remember, what do they call it? 1 Peter 5:8 says the devil is roaming around seeking whom to devour. So that's what that movie is about, basically. I haven't watched these movies, but the titles really do stand out because they are in your face, you know. They've been posting them on the buses and everywhere else, and also on the TVs for you to see. Then there's the movie called The Black Adam. That movie, we need to pay attention to that movie because it has an underlying meaning. We all know that 1 Corinthians chapter 5 says that there are two Adams. There is the very first Adam that was formed with the hands of Yahweh in the beginning of time as per Genesis chapter 1 and 2. And then we have the second Adam, the restored verb. So the first Adam is the broken verb, the one who brought sin into the world. And then we've got the restored verb, which is Yahushua HaMashiach, the second Adam, the one who brought back the relationship or restored or reconciled us with God the Father. He restored our relationship with God the Father. Now, remember that we have repeatedly shared that Yahweh has revealed prophetically that whatever Yahushua HaMashiach was while he was on earth, the devil would try to emulate or copy through Obama. Remember, the devil will be sitting inside of Obama and operating through him. So Obama will do many signs and wonders that come across as those that Yahweh has done. But in actual fact, they will be satanic signs and wonders. And this is where discernment comes in. This is why we need to dwell in the secret place of the Most High, and so that we can abide in His shadow. You know, the secret place of the Most High is where we get oil. That extra oil that is mentioned in Matthew 25. This is why Yahweh is making me understand a lot through a lady called Linda Hashi and also a gentleman called Jeff Bailey, who is of Holy Spirit Wind Ministry. Linda Hashi is of the Believe Acts 2 ministry. Now, the way to get extra oil is to dwell in the secret place of the Most High. It's not easy to dwell in the secret place of the Most High. We have to make an effort on a daily basis. A little bit of time every day goes a very long way. And that's why it is not easy and it's not possible to buy the extra oil on short notice. This is why the foolish virgins were not able to buy the extra oil in time for Yahushua's arrival to rapture them. Because it's not something you can get within a, you know, twinkling of an eye, or you have to work on it over time. And being in the secret place involves you learning what the voice of Yahweh sounds like, what the voice of Yahushua HaMashiach sounds like, what the voice of the Ruach HaKodesh sounds like, so that you can be able to know the difference between that and the voice of the devil. It's extremely important so that you can be able to know when the devil is speaking to you and when Yah is speaking to you. So Halloween, or All Saints Day, is a season to pay attention to, because it speaks into the entire month. It's not just a one day or one week thing. Throughout this season, they are still shedding blood as preparation of for New Year's Day, you know, the so-called New Year's Day of January the 1st. Keeping in mind that in the spiritual realm, we are already in the new year. As from the day called Rosh Hashanah, also known as Yom Teruah, which this year fell on the 26th of September and the 27th of September 2022. Hallelujah. So, let us also, what I think I may stop with this audio for now. Also, it's important to understand that the, okay, I remember the second thing I was trying to say in the previous audio that Yah brought to mind, that this month of judgment and grace, we are reminded that once once Obama rises to power during the dreadful day, the great and dreadful day of Yahweh, grace will no longer be in existence in the earth realm. So we were given grace to help us not to perish, but it doesn't mean it is here forever. Grace has an expiry date for existence in the earth realm. Once Obama, Barack Hussein Obama, the anti-Messiah, the man of sin, the lawless one, or the Torahless one, the predator, the only begotten son of Hasatan, the beast of Revelation 13, 11 to 18, the Gog, he is Gog, he is also the one who exalts himself above Yahweh. You've noticed that he likes to read, is it Psalm 46? You know, he likes to read that scripture that says, "Be still and know that I am God." He loves reading that scripture. And he's constantly using it to pass a message as to who he is. But many people don't seem to pick up the truth about him, unfortunately. So this is, we need to understand that though grace exists now, it is not here forever. It is going to expire once Barack Hussein Obama rises to power as the government advisor in Mystery Babylon, USA, in the not so distant future from now. Hallelujah. Now, the other thing we need to discuss in relation to Halloween / All Saints Day is to do with, I don't know if I've mentioned it, that the day begins at sunset, but the devil made the day to begin at midnight. Remember, the devil always wants to go ahead of us, do his evil, so that by the time we come into the season, he has already done what he wants to decree into that season. So the day begins at sunset, and this is why even when we are, for example, fasting on Yom Kippur, we are meant to start our fasting at sunset on the day before and finish our fasting the following day, 1 hour after sunset. The day, a new day, every new day begins at sunset, and every day ends at sunset. So we are to understand that even now that it's already after sunset, for example, the day, the Heshvan 13 has already begun. Even though on the calendar we follow, it is still Sunday, the 6th of November. In the spiritual realm, it's already Monday, the 7th of November. So it's important to understand that the day, as per the plan of Yah, does not begin on, does not begin at midnight. Rather, it begins at sunset. And there's no specific time for sunset every day. It can vary, but we are to have a rough idea by observing the sky on a daily basis. Hallelujah. Abraham lived in such a way that he always opened up his tents, and he was able to see into the sky. Obviously, it's difficult in this day and age because, you know, the weather is not conducive enough for us to live in tents with that we can see through into the skies. Nevertheless, we are to make an effort by keeping an eye on what is happening around us in the sky, because Yahweh uses the sky to communicate with us on a constant basis. Hallelujah. 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 Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. So, this is the month of judgment, the expression of judgment through the great flood. And we need to understand that the great flood came because of the sin. The great sin level, the level of sin had increased so much that time that Yahweh couldn't take it anymore. And the fact that there was no love and unity, there was no agape love between the people. I've learned through the legends of the Jews that that was the main reason for bringing that judgment to this world. Okay, I'm gonna